This is Bob Burnell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. A total of 11 people have applied to fill out the term of now Mayor Matt Bucherauer on the Oshkosh Common Council. The list includes former council members Aaron Wojciechowski and Merida Shireman. Candidates who came up short in their last elections, including Devin Hudek, Adam Bell Corelli, and Lakeisha Hazy, along with a few newcomers. The candidates will have a chance to make a five-minute presentation to the board tonight. The first applicant who receives four votes from the current board becomes the seventh member of the Oshkosh Common Council. The council tonight will also vote on a development agreement with the Mill on Main Street project developers. The combination apartment and retail project will start with 110 apartment units on the south side of the Fox River just off Main Street. The developers will have to give the city $400,000 if the second and third phases of the project are not completed in 10 years. The city will spend nearly $9 million for infrastructures and boat slips as part of the deal. After 20 years on the job, the director of the Oshkosh Public Library is now retiring. Jeff Gilderson Dewey says he's looking forward to spending more time with his family and enjoying a good book or two during retirement. Page 2, Oshkosh's new school board member, Kelly DeWitt, was sworn in last night. The board will meet again on Wednesday of this week to discuss making some layoffs. With student enrollment numbers dropping and expected to continue moving that way, the school district is currently overstaffed. EAA is gearing up for Air Venture 2023. They'll hold their first job fair coming up on Saturday from 9 till 1 at the EAA Museum. EAA will need to hire nearly 700 people for the week-long event coming up in July. Team registration is now on for the Amazing Oshkosh, a community race with challenges presented by the Oshkosh Mid-Morning Kiwanis Club. The event is May 13th from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. There'll be a $400 cash prize and a gift card basket for the winning team. To register and for more information, simply go to AmazingOshkosh.org. The race helps Kiwanis fund programs for Oshkosh area youth. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Glow women's professional basketball team back again this summer. The Glow will open their season on June 3rd at the Oshkosh Arena. That is a check on Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week. We're always brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.